Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We continue with this crazy world. I wonder here, Katina, Kyle, what E.T. might think about the way things are structured on this planet. I mean, if I was from another world and I watched what goes on here, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, they don't want to be here anymore. It's wild, man. I'm serious.
Let's get right down to the nitty gritty here. Okay, do you believe in that alien visitation is a reality?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay, do you believe that there's such a thing as life after death, the way people normally think of it, like somebody dies and that person continues on in some other alternate reality?
Yes. Okay. And I hope it's heaven. So that's a great thought to have.
Okay. Do you believe in lake monsters?
Oh, I don't know about that. No.
Chad Lewis, your episode probably, with Chad Lewis.
Yeah, really, I mean, he's great. Chad is great, and it's a great show. But, you know, I don't think there's anything unusual down there, I don't think.
Bigfoot?
Something. I think the video, the Patterson-Gimlin film, is very compelling. I don't know. I mean, that's been studied so much. And I've had my own personal interviews, be honest with you, with a couple of guys that have studied it for years. And this one gentleman, maybe you've had him on his show. I don't know if he did Bigfoot stuff. But he did costume design in Hollywood around that time. And he said it was just literally impossible to make a suit like that. And for it to show the muscle contours and flexing muscles and things like that in that time period, he said it was just impossible. And so maybe, you know, anything's possible. You know, I don't think we've seen everything out in the wild, but I don't know. I mean, that's a very interesting video, to say the least.
What don't you believe is possible? Is there anything you don't believe is possible?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that, you know, my guests have talked about. And I'm like, you know, I'm on mute and I'm like, this is just crazy. Some of this paranormal stuff, I don't think people are having as many experiences as they would like for people to believe. It's the same with some of this UFO stuff. I do believe people are seeing something, but I don't believe all that stuff.
How far up does it go with you? Okay, we've got alien visitation. That's fine.
I don't know about
here.
Reptilians and all that stuff.
Yeah,
you know, I've heard it all.
You knew where I was going. Like,
yeah, I don't know about reptilians.
or, you know, how high up does it go?
You know, I've heard some wild stuff, like I said, you know, and I kind of hold my opinions. Actually, it's the first time I've ever discussed my opinions on any show, really. But yeah, the reptilian thing and just some of that outlandish stuff. I won't believe till I see it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But some people are very adamant about it, you know, and people like Corey Good, you know, you have him going all over the place just talking about this stuff.
We won't have him on.
Oh, you won't? Okay.
Why? No, he's too out there.
Yeah, it is. It's wild, to say the least.
Yeah. What about abductions?
Yeah, I do believe people are being taken. By what, I don't know. I'm not going to say they're taken by aliens. You know, definitely people are disappearing off of our planet and are never to be seen again. But by aliens, I do not know. If you talk to you know, people like Linda Moulton Howe, you know, the cattle mutilations are very real. You know, you see the pictures of that, talk to the ranchers and things like that. And some of that stuff is very anomalous and very suspicious and unbelievable.
Actually,
go ahead.
You know, what you should do is in relation to all of that, our former co-host, Christopher O'Brien, super knowledgeable guy when it comes to all of that, and he can really help clear up a lot of that. If you haven't had Christopher O'Brien on your show to interview him about that, you should get in touch with him and get him on your show, because he is priceless. He's that guy. I've got so much respect for him as a field investigator. We're talking about a guy that gets out there, boots on the ground, drives, you know, thousands of miles, and has written books. Gene helped him write the last one that he stalking the herd. It's like the definitive book.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, give me his information. I'll definitely get him on the show.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'll send it off to you. And okay, so...
The book, by the way, I didn't help him write it. I did a little bit of editing. Primarily, I formatted it and created a book file ready for publication. I used to do that with Tim Beckley. I think all his best-looking books from the late 80s and early 90s, I was responsible for putting them together.
Oh, really? I love those books. I've got them. Yeah, they're cool. Like, I just have them because there's like a step up from sort of the old comic books, right? They're not like really thick and they're not like super techy, but they're just, they've got culture appeal, you know?
Well, with Stalking the Herd is probably the definitive work on cattle mutilations. And his views are very different from Linda Moulton Howe. In fact, to paint this in perspective, we almost had her on the show. And then she learned that Chris O'Brien was the co-host at the time, and she didn't come on the show. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, so some pretty interesting differences of perspective there, but definitely also worth checking out because this is something else I'd like to ask you about I'm not sure how much time we've got left in the show, but we can pursue this in after the Paracast as well. But when people have two different perspectives, for me, it's like an opportunity to learn something new because both people can't be right. And therefore, by hashing it out in a positive way, we're going to learn something new, right? Because nobody ever learns anything by simply agreeing with somebody else about what they already think. So I kind
exactly right.
You know what I mean? So I really I'm one of those people that like a friendly debate in order to get at what I believe is, or what I call the truth, because I believe I'm a truth seeker, but in today's world, there's this movement, and I don't know if you've noticed it, where the truth isn't some objective reality that's out there that is independent of us. Like, we're used to thinking truth is a virtue. Now it's being turned around into, it's just a judgmental opinion, right? And not to be judgmental. And so, you know, when did truth go from being a virtue to being something bad?
I totally agree. But you know what's interesting for me, Randall, is you will talk to some of these researchers, and, you know, I may mention, you know, a certain researcher to my guest, and I'll say, you know, have you looked at his research? He says this, or he believes that, or whatever, and then it's total shutdown. You know, they kind of have these blinders on to whatever they believe. You know, they're not really open to other researchers' opinions. I don't get that, because if you're researching something that seems like a minefield and is so outside the norm anyway, how in the world would you not reach out to other people that may be doing a study on a different aspect on it? And an example of that for me is, you know, you'll talk to someone who researches Bigfoot, and I'll ask them, hey, do you think UFOs are connected to that phenomena? You know, what are your thoughts on it? You know, no, you know, or, you know, it's just something negative type of reaction, or they just don't want to hear it, or UFO people do not want to be in a conference with it. I say that because I put on UFO conferences. They will ask me, you know, are you going to have anybody there talking about Bigfoot stuff? You know, and I'm like, no, this is a UFO conference, you know, and they, you know, because they won't come.
It's like, no, you know, we want to be serious. We're only talking about the aliens. You know,
exactly.
It's a strange world there where you try to integrate different kinds of paranormal discussions and there are going to be levels of blowback. And I can just tell you a couple of stories, and then we'll get into this. We have Katina Kyle, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. It means you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, talking about different events, obviously, whether you can have a generic Fortean event where you discuss all aspects of strange events, not just UFOs, but Bigfoot. And that goes. Then we used to have, this is years ago, something that became the National UFO Conference. And I was associated to some degree with the organizing committee, where we had conventions for UFOs that were all run by the crazy contactees with all their wacky, wild stuff. And we said, we can't do this. Okay, they're making money, fine. We have to have something which we originally called the Congress of Scientific Ufologists, and then it became National UFO Conference, where we bring people on there who may have different points of view, but they at least start with a serious scientific basis. And we set it up. So you had Never the Twain Shall Meet, Contactee World, Serious UFO Researcher World. Never the Twain Shall Meet. There's been more of a merging of that now. So you don't see it quite as divergent as it was in those particular days. But the other thing is sci-fi fans. You think people interested in sci-fi may also be interested in UFOs. No and no. It can happen, and a lot of people are involved in both, like Kevin D. Randall. He's written some really good UFO books, does great research and everything, but he also is a sci-fi writer.
Yeah, I've written, he's not going to do both at the same conference. That's for sure. You know, he's going to leave his UFO hat at home when he goes to this sci-fi conference. I can pretty much guarantee it. Because if he doesn't, you know what's going to happen. And right, Katina? Because like you said, you were doing the Knoxville Alien Expo, which that's a whole other subject, too. We got to talk about the state of the field within this pandemic and what's been going on and how everybody's been changing and adapting during this time as well. But I mean, you know, do you find that too? You've got that sort of cliquey division within the community that way?
Oh, absolutely. Cliquey is a very good word for it. And you know, what's interesting though is every other researcher thinks that other fields are crazy, you know, like UFO researchers think Bigfoot researchers are crazy and Bigfoot things. And same thing with paranormal. They think the UFO people are crazy, you know. And so, yeah, there's no supporting each other across those paranormal lines, you know, if you will. But, yeah, I haven't really been doing the Alien Expo right now because I'm trying to really give time for this COVID thing to, you know, die down. No pun intended, and trying to just really give people a sense of stability, I guess, so they feel comfortable traveling because we have, you know, attendees coming, a lot of them coming from California and very far away, you know, out west and some way up in New York, things like that, because they are older people, you know, it's not really, we don't really have a young crowd, you know, I would say most of our attendees are, I would say 35 and over, you know, maybe, and they're very concerned, you know. So next year we're going to pick that up. But I don't think people know that, and maybe I should do a special show, to like a bonus show to tell people like about some of my experiences with guests and things like that. But I do find that interesting how they just don't believe in other phenomena outside of whatever they're researching.
One of the things we do ask just about all of our guests is if they see that there's a movement within the overall community towards sort of a unified field theory, and some of them do. It seems, isn't that right, Gene? It seems like that there is a little bit more movement towards that. I don't know about if it extends out into sci-fi, but between the various paranormal aspects of the community, it seems like there are people taking this sort of unified field theory a little more seriously.
Well, it's certainly something that we cover from time to time on the Paracast, where we talk to people who are involved in various subjects. I'll give you an example. Stan Gordon, he covers UFOs and Bigfoot, and certainly he sees a relationship.
Yeah, definitely. Stan Gordon, yeah, good guess. But yeah, you know, and this is the other thing. Have you noticed? It seems like all the guests out there now are all doing their own podcast, too. It's like, where do we get guests anymore? We're all interviewing each other now.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I have noticed that a lot of them do have their own podcast now. So,
like, is that a good thing, or is it, or how do we manage that?
I think it's a good thing. It's they're going to quickly find out it's not easy to build an audience, so they'll come right back to us. So, yeah, I mean, they'll still come on the show. Of course, it makes them super busy now, you know, trying to kind of accommodate their schedule. But, yeah, they do their own podcast. And I like to source people that, you know, have other researchers that haven't been, you know, on a ton of other shows. You know, I like that new undiscovered researcher, someone that has a really good, maybe a good book out and, you know, can kind of bring a new perspective on whatever.
What's one of your, because we like that too. We like to grassroots people once in a while. Like we had a guy named Kevin Killen on. There's one. You should check him out. Check him out if you haven't had him on your show. He's really great. You'd love to have him on the show. If you're into paranormal, if it's not just UFOs, get a hold of Kevin.
He does everything? Okay.
You know, he's a ghost guy.
He's a ghost guy.
Yeah, My Life with Ghosts, I think, something like that. And this is a guy that's been experiencing hauntings and ghosts since he was just little. Really interesting guy to talk to.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how about you, though? Like,
Dr. Alan Brown is one of my favorite guests. I've had him on several times. He's a professor at a university in Alabama, and he actually gets paid to go to all these haunted locations and research it and write a book about it. So, you know, I don't know of any other show he's actually been on besides mine. I mean, he's just like a gold mine of ghost stories, you know, and I really love talking to him. I mean, he does UFO stuff too, and like Bigfoot stuff, but he travels all over the place. And so he has really good stories, and my listeners have really gravitated towards him, and they asked me, you know, we're going to have him back on the show and things like that. So he's been on like at least 3 or 4 times. He's a great one. And then who is the, I have another guy he's another professor for a university out in California. He actually does UFO stuff, but he's a psychic medium. But the interesting thing about him is he says that one of his guides, I guess, that he talks to is not human. And I've had him on the show too, and his educational accolades, I guess, are just impressive. I mean, he is a brilliant, brilliant guy. And my guests like him, you know, no matter what I think about him personally, and I've never said it, they like him, and they like his stories, and he seems to be on top of his research. He has a couple of great books out. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really go to a list of people that have been circulated, you know, like Coast to Coast loves to do that, you know, over and over and over.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't listen to them too much anymore. It's the same.
Like the circuit of paranormal speakers,
right,
or something, you know.
Same people.
We've got more to come with Gene, Randall, and Katina. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunther. This morning, North Korea warned the United States will face, quote, a very grave situation because President Joe Biden, quote, made a big blunder in his recent speech by maintaining North Korea is a security threat. Last week, Biden made his first address to Congress, during which he called North Korea and Iran's nuclear programs serious threats to American and world security, promising to work with allies to address those problems through diplomacy and stern deterrence. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia stated he does not support the House-passed D.C. statehood bill or a sweeping bill that would overhaul federal elections.
If Congress wants to make D.C. a state, it should propose a constitutional amendment. It should propose a constitutional amendment and let the people of America vote.
With Senator Manchin opposing and the filibuster still intact, Democrats stand little chance of passing the D.C. statehood bill through the current Senate. This is USA Radio News. As the U.S. begins to bring troops home from Afghanistan, USA's Wendy King takes a look back to when it all began.
It's been 10 years since the leader of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, was killed in Pakistan.
We wanted to get bin Laden. I'm really happy we got bin Laden. We sent a message that no matter who you are, how tough you think you are, we have men and women who will go get you, and we did.
Robert O'Neill is the Navy SEAL who killed the terrorist in 2011, which was 10 years after the 9/11 attacks. In Afghanistan, the U.S. and NATO forces that still remain there have started leaving. President Biden has ordered them out of the country by September 11th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Strong thunderstorms forecast for Louisiana and Mississippi. As we get into the week, a cold front is expected to move eastward from the plains to the Midwest, with the possibility of severe thunderstorms in Ohio and Tennessee River valleys. Check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/usaradio.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Tina Kyle doing one of the better The Paracasts that we've heard. We have to one day maybe just have a contest who does the best one. Of course, we have Nick Redfern's, which takes about 7 minutes to do. Don't ask me to explain that, ladies and gentlemen.
He's got this way, I don't know, he's got some kind of fantastic breath control where he can just continue the word Paracast for as long as he just, I don't know how he does it. He's got some kind of special ability there.
He has a clone that's all electronic. Speaking of which, since we raised the subject here about electronics and stuff, what do you think, Katina Kyle, about the theory that we live in a matrix reality? An artificial reality that's something set up and we cope?
Well, that's interesting. It is interesting. I know that it was first discussed, I think, in a public forum back in the 70s, I want to say, and people thought it was crazy. But he says that they were looking at, I guess, our environment at a quantum level, and they saw that it was made up of ones and zeros. I think that's how it came about. So I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, you get people like Greg Braden, who is considered to be a brilliant man, talks about it, and some other professionals. Have you guys have Greg? Have you ever had Greg Braden on your show? Talk about it. I don't know if that's your thing or not, but...
Sounds good, though. If we have him, he should get him back.
He's very hard to book, actually. I haven't been able to ever get him on the show. I'm going to have to keep pursuing him. But, yeah, I mean, who knows? Who knows? I know they're looking at things at the quantum level, and supposedly that is the deal. This is supposed to be some type of simulation that we're in, but who knows? I don't know.
Well, unfortunately, in a situation like that, if we are in a simulation, then who or what is in control? And what level of control do they have? How do they manipulate things? Is that why we have anomalies, computer bugs? Maybe that explains the Mandela effect. It's a computer bug.
Right. Yeah, I've had a couple of people on to talk about the Mandela effect myself. I mean, I've experienced some of that stuff. Like, I'm like, wow, I don't remember.
Oh, do tell. Like what?
Like Chunk E. Cheese. I don't ever remember it being spelled that way, ever. J.C. Penny is not correct for me. Febreze is weird. I never remembered that. I do remember distinctly having the conversation with my mother, and she's passed away since then, but I asked her why are they, because I remember the ruckus around Mandela, and when he was, supposedly he died in prison. I saw it on television, and I asked my mother, hey, why are they tearing the country up? You know, what's the riot about? And she said, well, he tried to bring the country together, and they, you know, he died in prison, and people were upset about it. I distinctly remember that conversation.
So do I. Okay, so here we are. We are two Mandela effect people. You and I are from the same universe, and somehow ended up in this one.
Same timeline, yeah.
Or at least another universe where that happened, right? I mean, if we're going with the whole Mandela effect.
Yeah.
You know, but and here's something that's really interesting, too. You and I, it's not just that we remember Mandela dying in prison, because when I ask other people about this, here's what they say. They go, if they've had this, I remember both, they said. Because like you remember him dying in prison, you must have thought, who the hell is this when he got out? Right? Like some kind of imposter or what, right? Because that's what I thought. I thought, this guy's, who is he? Is he like some kind of stand-in? Like, exactly. What's going on?
Well, you know what's interesting, Randall? I had a conversation with a guy, he's a physics guy, and he, I was talking to him about the Mandela effect, and I told him, I said, listen, the same thing, you know, I remember discussing this with my mother, and he sent me the newspaper clip from it, you know, the article about the riot and Mandela dying and things like that, and I thought, wow, this is just crazy. Also, I remember Jane Goodall, she died. I remember right. Her, she died. The monkey, that monkey, whatever, I don't remember the name of the monkey, killed her, okay? The chimpanzee killed her. But then I look online last year, Jane Goodall is alive. I thought, holy shit. I remember Jane Goodall died. I mean, clear as day. So I don't know what's going on, Randall. You and I are from the same timeline, I believe.
Something. I mean, it would be another universe.
You know, if people watch the sci-fi show Debris on NBC. And it's about debris that comes to Earth, falls to Earth from a crashed spaceship. And in the most recent episode, they go through reality changes where somebody goes into a lake, enters this cave and grabs something, and suddenly the reality changes. So we have one of the lead players suddenly has a male assistant after having a female assistant, a black woman from the UK, who becomes a white American woman, who becomes a white man. And each time there are different phone conversations, different episodes, all about his investigation of this phenomenon. And they end up where, at the end of the episode, I won't tell you. But you get the point. It's almost like the crazy version of Groundhog Day, where every time they have this precipitating event, in this case, of course, grabbing something out of this cave in a lake, the entire reality begins again with shifts and has different events, different outcomes.
It's too bad, Katina, that you can't ask your mom if she's, remembers.
Yeah.
The one that would have been in the new universe, because your original mom remembered it, right?
Right.
So then I wonder if like the new one would have too, right? Or if you both came, like, did you ever get a chance to talk to her about that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's too bad.
Before I discovered that, but yeah, it's been really weird. That's a real, really weird feeling. You know, when you realize that and your memories are just, because, you know, I pride myself on my memory. You know, I have a great memory. And I just, that threw me for a loop, really. But it's still happening for me. Like I said, the latest one for me is the Jane Goodall deal. You know, I was like, I know she died. I do remember that. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, well, yeah, the world is, well, it is a strange place, you know, and so, I mean, even for us, we're used to it. So, I mean, you can imagine people who aren't, like, there's still people out there who go, what we're into is like, you know, way, way out there, I'm just not going to deal with that, right? But when you know otherwise, your worldview becomes so much wider and you look at the way things are in a completely different way that it's almost hard to relate to somebody who doesn't get it.
Well, you see, now we could look into the extreme version of this bubble in which people live, where certain events, current events, happened this way. And then you have the other reality in which the current events happen this way, existing simultaneously. And there's no way to go to the other people who believe the other thing and say, no, this is what happened. Here's the evidence. Oh, no, no, that's not true. And if we're going to deal with a Mandela effect, maybe that's a modern day Mandela effect existing before our very eyes. Where we all see the multiple realities in place at the same time, and it's total chaos. Before we have more chaos, Gene Randall, Katina, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
This is not total chaos, ladies and gentlemen. There is nothing wrong with your television set. This is the Paracast, and I was mentioning that maybe the situation here where we have people living in bubbles, existing in their own universe with certain belief systems, maybe that is part of this interactive, omnipresent Mandela effect. Crazy theory, Katina Kyle?
It sounds crazy. But I'm
okay, they're coming to take me away, haha.
It does. It sounds absurd, you know, when you talk to people about it. But, you know, like I said, I've experienced it, so I don't know what to say about it. You know, something's happening.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, even when I say it myself, because I like to think I'm a rational person who isn't like way out there on the fringe, but even when I say it, I think, wow, if that was me listening to me, I'd think that that person is way out there. But really, if this Mandela effect thing is true, as it seems to be with people who experience it, we are not from this universe. We are from another universe. We don't know how we got to this one necessarily, although I did experience with a couple of friends going through. At the time, I think I actually did experience it and know when it happened, which is different. A lot of people don't know. They just wake up and things are different one day. I mean, what's a person supposed to – how are you supposed to react to a person who says, you know, I'm not from this universe. I mean, I'm single right now. I've been trying to date. Well, you know, it's like, by the way, did you know that I'm actually not from this universe? You know what I mean? It's like, how's a person supposed to take that? There's not very many people who are going to.
Don't say that, Randall. Just, you know, don't start out with that.
It's hopeless. I think I'm going to be single the rest of my life.
You don't want to scare away, so don't start out with that.
I'm just laughing because it's true, but it's funny, but it's weird, you know? It's like way out there. But how else do you explain it?
I don't know, but I'm going to suggest that you hold those thoughts to yourself until you actually get her together for a while. Then you can tell.
Exactly. See, I mean, that's a way of portraying it in a way that really reveals just how out there it is, whereas we think of it as a perfectly normal thing to think about as being a possibility.
Hey, poor thing. I mean, I didn't know you was trying to date during that you were single.
And
so it's got to be hard.
this whole thing. I mean, the whole community, though, has been going through it. Although we mentioned Nick Redfern a little bit earlier. I was on his site not too long ago, and I guess he's got a speaking engagement coming up at one of the conferences. Now, I don't know if they're all going virtual still or if any have been actually, or if they're taking seating.
I think some of them are in person. Like, I think Contact in the Desert is in person. I heard someone talking about that.
It's virtual.
Oh, it is?
So far.
It is?
Yeah. You see, at this point, I think we're a few months early. By fall, we're going to see it. You'll see more in-person concerts, like Genesis is regrouping. Yeah, Mike Rutherford and Phil Collins. And Phil Collins' son is going to be playing the drums for his dad. But in any case, Genesis is regrouping. They'll be going out on tour. Maybe we'll have Ringo Starr's all-star band in next year.
Ringo's a lot of fun. I saw his show twice, actually. Amazing show, him and his all-star band. I wonder if Gabriel's going to be with Genesis, too. Wasn't he one of them? I'm pretty sure he was.
Peter Gabriel?
So what else, Katina? Then, okay, if there's a Mandela effect, what other kind of different things have happened with you in your life?
You know, when I was around like 12 years old, I was with another childhood friend who has since passed away. And he and I were in like the neighborhood, and there's a hill back behind our house that kind of stretched through the entire road there. I mean, the entire road had a huge, there was a hill that ran parallel, okay, I would say that, behind all the houses. And one night we were out there by ourselves, and we were looking on that hill, looking back on the hill, and we saw fire come out of the hill. And it wasn't a big flame, you know, but it was fire, and it just manifested on that hill. And he and I looked at each other, and it just in total shock. And I said, did you see that? And he said, did you see it? And I said, yeah. And I asked him, what did you see? He said, I saw fire. I said, I did too, and we both ran home. But that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Genesis. Peter Gabriel left the band in 1975. So he's not involved and hasn't been for many years.
Oh, okay.
The original lineup after that, Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford, and Tony Banks, will be regrouping starting this November. They'll feature also Nick Collins, that's Phil Collins' son, the drummer. So that's the Genesis that we'd call the second generation, I guess.
Not the Genesis of Genesis, the Genesis after Genesis.
Or as they say in the movie Star Trek, The Search for Spock, Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody remembers that scene. It takes place in a bar where Dr. McCoy has the katra of Mr. Spock in his hand, like his soul essence. And he goes into a bar saying that he wants to book a spaceship trip to the Genesis planet. And then somebody says to him, Genesis?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody remembers that movie. That's Star Trek 3.
I remember it fairly well. Yeah, I remember there's the bar scene, and then it, like, he goes into Spock's voice for a second, right? And people are like looking at him like, what's going on there?
Well, and, you know something? Who directed that movie?
Leonard Nimoy, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Well, actually, Bones there has a couple of really good lines about the whole Genesis thing. You know, it's like, we don't, you know, God anymore. Now we've got Genesis, right? We could just make our own planets. It's technology is an amazing thing.
Star Trek has some pretty smart scripts. And I think the original crew did some of the best stuff. Of course, Next Generation was very good. Star Trek Discovery, some people love it, some people hate it. And now we have Star Trek Strange New Worlds, which kind of builds off the original pilot of Star Trek that was not taken to series. That's where Jeffrey Hunter plays Christopher Pike, if you remember.
Right, yeah, in the pilot series. Yeah.
And Bosun Major Roddenberry played Number One, and Mr. Spock played Mr. Spock. And now we have a guy named Anson Mount, I believe, will play it in the new TV series. Ethan Peck, the grandson of Gregory Peck, will play Mr. Spock. And Rebecca Romijn will play Number One. Does anyone care?
Well, yeah, I guess if you like Star Trek, that'd be interesting. I'd like to see them go forward into the future instead of back again. I mean, the Enterprise was good with Scott Bakula and stuff. And in that, there was some time travel involved. And at one point, they went way into the future where this other race from another universe was coming into ours, and they had these huge, big starships that they were battling with them with. And I would have liked to have seen them take the series that way.
Katina Kyle, tell our listeners where we can find more of your stuff.
Yeah, they can subscribe to my show or follow my show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, anywhere really you listen to audio. And then you can visit my website, mysteriousradio.com. I have a new one out. It's called Bizarre Times, and you can subscribe to that. And then I have another one. It's called Seven. All of those can be followed on your favorite podcast app.
Sounds great. You can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can find, of course, the Paracast in your Apple Podcast app and on Spotify. We're on Facebook, of course, and you can also get branded merchandise for the Paracast with dog beds and T-shirts and all sorts of good stuff. Four different logos. Go to theparacast.shop. That's theparacast.shop. Katina Kyle will also be sticking with us to do After the Paracast, available exclusively to subscribers to the Paracast Plus. We also offer a special version of this show free of those network ads. Go to theparacast.plus for more, theparacast.plus for more. And we're just about out of those free coupon codes for the James Fox UFO documentary, The Phenomenon, with 3 hours of extras for 5-year and lifetime subscriptions, theparacast.plus. Tina Kyle, I'm glad you're healthy and you're raring to go. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.